is okay at times, but definitely not at the cost of being the best version of yourself and achieving your goals, right? Don't worry, I got your back. In this episode, I'll be sharing some hacks and advices that may help you get out of your procrastinating and lazy era and get you into a consistent goal-sticking era. Also, I really want to thank you guys for all the support and love you've given me on the first episode of this podcast, and I hope this continues as I keep publishing. Now let's get started. Okay, we all have definitely heard things like get out of your bed, do some work, stop scrolling on your phone, etc, etc, etc. Let us improve ourselves now because it's really high time. The first hack is literally the smallest step you can take towards saying bye to laziness. But disclaimer, this is only an alternative suggestion for those who are really addicted to using their phone in the morning, first thing when they wake up. Even if you want to scroll on social media as soon as you wake up, if you don't feel like getting up immediately and want to stay cozy, scroll. Do it. But scroll through meaningful and motivating things instead of meaningless and disturbing content. You can make a folder on your Instagram or whatever platform you're using and keep adding any motivating post you see over there. This way, when you wake up, you're going through social media just like you do every day, but at least you're seeing something good and helpful instead of something completely useless. The second hack is very important to follow, and that is changing your mindset. We all have these thoughts in our head that stop us from getting out of the bed and make us feel like laying down all day long. And I don't blame you for it. However, I do blame you for not stopping these thoughts that lead what you do. You have to take action in order to do anything you want, correct? But the decisions you make should not be based on these meaningless negative thoughts. You may think like, oh, I'm so lazy. I do nothing at all. Or maybe, I'm not able to get up immediately in the morning. Or anything like these. These thoughts that you think or say about yourself matter so much into what you do further. If you say that you're energized in the morning, you will after some point feel like that. But if you keep saying negative stuff, you will feel this uneasiness and negativity in you. I know we can't stop thoughts from rushing in our head, but we can shift them from negative to positive. So you better say things that motivate you to get up in the morning and take action. The third one is my personal favorite, and that is to do things you love as soon as you wake up. If you love drinking a matcha, go ahead, make that matcha, start your morning slow and steady. Add up things along with this though. For example, you can make a to-do list or listen to a good podcast episode while having your matcha. This way, you're getting two things done at the same time while having a slow morning to yourself. You can also take a quick cold shower and do your self-care and then get to work through the day. The fourth hack is making to-do list or a goal list. Now, I know this task isn't something all of us love to do, but it's so important to boost your productivity and stick to your goals at the same time. You can lay down on your bed in the morning, and as soon as you open your eyes, you see a to-do list right in front of you on the wall, or you may see it on your phone's widget as soon as you're about to scroll through social media. I bet you will instantly feel guilty about procrastinating the task you set up last night in that list, and you will feel like getting up and getting them done. I think it's sort of a push for you and your brain to realize that you're lacking behind in your task. I think it can be harsh sometimes, but it's so worth it after you get all your work done on time, and then you can relax and do whatever you want in the evening. The fifth hack is stepping out of your comfort zone. Okay, now this is a very short explanation because it's really easy to understand. If you're in your lazy era, you're too addicted to being in this extremely comfort zone. You have to do something out of your comfort zone in order to get your work done. If you just want to lay around, procrastinate on your work, watch TV all day, you're literally not telling your brain to get out of that zone and do something that will help you in your future. So go and do something you find discomfort in. For example, if you find it difficult to exercise for an hour, do it. Do it today no matter what. I don't care how much your brain tells you to sit down and chill and watch TV. Because trust me, after you do something you find difficulty in, the next day you will feel like, oh my god, I did it. And you'll feel so much better about yourself and you may want to do it again. Now, to the final part, moving on to the advices. Well, the first one is focus on the progress and not the outcome. Sometimes our brain starts thinking about the result instead of actually starting the task. And then, obviously, it fears about failing at the task or not getting the desired outcome you want. Basically, overthinking it to the point where it tells you, you know what, let's just sit down and not do it. Let's just avoid the task. And that's exactly how you stay in your lazy era. In order to do tasks completely, you have to make up your mind and understand one thing, that little by little progress is better than focusing on the huge outcome which may come later. Do one person better every day. If you did something you're proud of yesterday, great. Do one person more today. And each day, increase the task level just by 1%. It could be the smallest task or any task you want. I just want you to add 1% extra effort each day. The third one is that whenever you set goals or tasks for yourself, start by small ones. Don't overwhelm yourself with setting too many goals or too difficult ones. Just start little by little and go at your pace because, as I said, focusing on the progress is always a better option. Now, I don't know how many people would prefer to do this because obviously each one of us are different. But I personally suggest that making your to-do list one night before is so much more effective than making it in the morning after you wake up. Reflect on your day, think about all the tasks you could do the next day, and simply note them down in your planner or even a piece of paper is perfectly fine. This way you already know one night before what you're about to do the next day, instead of making it in the morning and rushing it up. We all have heard about vision boards, right? And I have one myself, and it's so helpful for when I feel like doing absolutely nothing. I can literally visualize and look at my vision board, which consists of the goals I want to achieve in my life, and I instantly feel motivated to work towards them. So go on Pinterest, scroll until you find every picture and thought that aligns with you and your future goals, and make a vision board for yourself. See it whenever you feel a low vibe energy around you, and trust me, it will help you get out of a rut. While making your bed, you can keep glancing at the board and feel your brain have a rush of motivation. Now, coming to the last and final advice for this episode, which is not pushing yourself too much to the point that you feel overwhelmed by everything. Yes, obviously, completing your goals and tasks every day is super cool and the best thing to do for yourself. And I'm so proud of you for that. However, if you push yourself too much and don't give time to yourself and your self-care, you're gonna get stuck in this trap where you suddenly feel extremely demotivated and drained. So please avoid being so hard on yourself and give yourself breaks where you're in need of one. Pushing yourself too much to do a task is just a way of making yourself feel like procrastinating them the next day because of the difficulty level of the previous task you did. So, just take a step back sometimes and be proud of yourself for all that you've been doing so far. Well, we are at the end of this episode. Thank you so much for hearing me out. I hope this helped, and please don't hate yourself for procrastinating and instead take an action towards it to change it. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Till then, take care. Love you, and I'm really proud of you. This is me signing off.